Good morning. Hi. This is kind of weird. I mean, weird in a good way, not weird in a bad way. It just, you look good. Yeah, you look. You look good in this lighting, just like you did last night in last night's lighting. Did you sleep okay? I slept great. I slept great. Can I snuggle you? You smell good. You feel good. I'm glad we decided to consummate our relationship. Take things to the next level. I have to be honest with you, I really didn't know if our back and forth texts and, I mean, we've been friends for a really long time, but I didn't know if all of those winky face emojis and honest confessions about how talking to each other made each other happy. I didn't know. Like, it straddled the boundary and I didn't want to push anything because I wasn't lying to myself. You know, I really just genuinely enjoyed talking to you, and if it was gonna stay like that, then it was okay staying like that. But, like, you know, if it was gonna, become something else, then that was that. Wait, no, don't kiss me. Wait, no, I have morning brain. Yucky. No, I'm yucky. You're not yucky. I mean, we've been, like, texting for practically every day. And, being vulnerable and telling each other about the other person's day, like, every day. You know, leaving long voice messages, I never thought I could stay up all night talking to someone, but, you know, here we are, and, it's you, like, it's only been you. You know, I can't even speak. What's a girl supposed to do when guy tells her that he framed the random piece of sketch that she drew on a piece of paper, and it's right there. I don't think I didn't notice. He thought it was aesthetic. It was just a doodle. I didn't know you'd hang on to it like that. It honestly, when you told me you framed it, I, like, shed a few tears. I was so glad you were actually with me. I was reading your text. You're like, take a look at this. I framed your work of art. Like, who does that? You do that. No one's ever really done that for me. I know it's a small gesture, maybe, but it really spoke volumes. What's a girl supposed to do? And you say such things like, good morning, sunshine, and you wish me good day every day. And you're always telling me about how amazing I am and how I should be myself and how I should never apologize for the things that I feel. You're like the best hype man anyone could ever ask for. And I can only hope that I am an ounce of that for you, because you've really let me open up and in the process, you know, learn how to open up to people in general, not in a way that makes me feel violated or vulnerable or otherwise, but in a way that makes me feel like I can spread the joy that I get from you, take it out to the world, and, you know, love inspires love. Oh god, I didn't mean to, like, assume that. You do? Well, gosh darn, what a coincidence, because I think I love you too. I know I love you too. I love you. I think I've loved you for a long time. I just didn't. I didn't want to really face it. Because I mean, we've both, right? We've both been burned by love. And, we both have been immature. Not saying that we're immune to it now, but it happens. But with you, it just seems like I can say anything on my mind and share with me anything on your mind, and there's never any judgment, and there's never any fear, hesitation. I had no idea how freeing it was to really just be able to be who I am around someone else, and that someone else just happens to be you. So you're stuck with me for the time being. Mm-hmm. When did I know that I maybe felt a little bit more than just amicable friendship towards you? It's hard to say. Let me think. I mean, I mentioned that little painting thing, but painting, drawing thing. It was earlier than that, though, I have to say. I mean, what? We've been chatting for, like... Oof. Sorry. My phone went off. It was earlier than that. We've been chatting for almost a year, right? And, I think in the middle of that, I honestly didn't... I didn't know. I was just getting to know you. We were just... pen pals chatting. I didn't even know what you looked like at first because of that, like, blind matchup that they did. I just knew that you were cool and we shared the same interests and were into some wacky things, could say things without feeling the need to be censored. It was probably somewhere in those deep conversations that we were having about our families, about what we wished for in the future, what we lacked, how we felt when we were lonely, discussing things that made us happy. And then you asked me when the last time I was happy. You know, when was the last time you were happy? You asked me, And I didn't even hesitate. Maybe you remember this too. I just responded that I was happy right in that moment on the phone talking to you. I didn't even have to think about it. It just felt so natural. And I think that's another thing, everything just feels so natural with It's all just open, it's all just vulnerable space for us to like laugh and cry and frolic and do whatever the hell we want. And I said I was happy. I was happy just talking to you. And I think you were a little maybe taken aback, but you said so too. You said you were happy whenever you spoke to me. And like, I mean, that still applies 200%. And I think that was the spark maybe that set things off in my head. It's been weird because in the past when I've met people, I ended up liking. It was always, I always develop feelings very quickly. Like I'll see someone and I'll be like, yeah, I want that one. But with you, it was just so slow. And I didn't even want to rush things. I didn't even want to think about the possibility of getting together because I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the back and forth. I enjoyed the conversations. It wasn't even like, it was so wholesome. Like, even though we've talked about some things that are not wholesome at all, I mean, we're so wholesome. And I love you. And I love you. I think I said it in a lot of different ways before they manifested in those three words. All of the times that I told you that you made me happy. All the times I wished you a good day. Every time I told you I appreciated you for sending me voice messages. Trading gifts with each other. Thinking about you whenever I went to the supermarket and saw something ridiculously American and was like, damn, I have to like send this Before I knew it, I mean, you were in my head. Yours was the first text I look forward to reading in the morning. And the last goodnight text that I wanted at night. People don't want that from friends, do they? I mean, they don't anticipate them. I think that was another thing that I was lying to myself about not having feelings for you. I'm okay with crossing that line. Don't look at me like Don't stop. I'm getting embarrassed. Stop it. You wanna get up? No, me neither. Okay, but when we get up eventually, make us some breakfast. I don't know. By the time we get up, oh, excuse me, maybe it'll be lunchtime. In which case, I'll make us breakfast and lunch. How does that sound? I'm just really glad that. I'm glad that we're together, and I'm glad for everything. I'm glad I met you. Mwah.